Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, making up the blends.
Good evening, Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port, joining you once again on Dinner Jazz to talk about the 20 steps to making a great port. And tonight I wanted to talk about making up the blends. All port essentially is a blend. Even if it's a vintage port, it'll be a blend coming from different vineyards coming together. And as we've discussed in perhaps some of the previous episodes, with a vintage port, we are making that assessment after two winters, making the blend up and actually then bottling it. And in a sense, vintage port is perhaps one of the easiest things to think about. But with LBVs or reserves, or indeed with aged tawnies, we are constantly making up the blend, getting the next lot ready for bottling. Because as a business, we tend to only bottle to order, so that the most of our port is sitting inward waiting for the orders to come in from our agents and partners around the world, so that we can actually bottle it and send it to the market. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the steps that are required for doing a late bottle vintage and for an aged tawny.